My position is that an MDJ should have legal training but should not be a lawyer. There are two problems with a lawyer doing this work. The first is professional courtesy. My contention is that for a lawyer judge doing a part-time job like MDJ, probably with a private practice on the side, professional courtesy is a real issue. My question to the committee is whether this is consistent with the progressive values of the Democratic Party. Low income is a barrier to legal representation. Because I am not a lawyer, when one litigant has a lawyer and the other can't afford one, professional courtesy would never be a factor with me. Another reason I'll be impartial is that I have no financial, career, or political obligations that would interfere with fair judgments. And because a judge should be free from influence, I am accepting no campaign contributions. The second problem for a lawyer doing this work is maintaining a peer perspective. According to the Special Court Judges Association, only 34% of MDJs are lawyers. 66% of MDJs are doing this work successfully without a law degree. It is by design that lay people are doing this work. The Sixth and Seventh Amendments preserve the right to a trial by a jury of peers. Cases at the district court level are an initial attempt to resolve minor legal matters with attorneys optional and a judge acting as jury. A judge who is a lawyer is not a peer in a court full of people without law degrees. I'm running to provide a fair, balanced peer perspective for those who come before the court. Why am I qualified? My involvement in the community and in real estate and transportation matters in the region have given me firsthand, real-world familiarity with the principal matters that come before the court: small civil claims, landlord-tenant, traffic, and municipal ordinances. Second, I have completed the training course of the Minor Judiciary Education Board, which provides quality legal education and ethical training to prospective judicial officers and certifies those individuals who meet its high standards. Most people don't know why district court is special and why you don't have to be a lawyer to be an MDJ. I am going to spend significantly to educate voters on the issues here and engage them in a civics lesson of sorts. Since you have two very different types running for this office in this district, why not opt for an open primary and let the voters decide which type they would prefer to make judicial decisions on their behalf? Thank you for the invitation again.